Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 45, The Final Years at Jagannath Puri, Episode 14, Lord Chaitanya's Ecstatic Exhibitions, Part 11, taken from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antyalila Chapter 18, Rescuing Lord Chaitanya from the Sea. Sharaj Jyotsna Sindhor Avakalanaya Jata Yamuna Brahma Dhavan Yosmin Hari Viraha Taparnava Iva Nimagno Murchchava Payasi Nivasan Ratrim Akilang Prabhate Prapta Svayar Avatusa Shachi Sunur Iha Naha. In the brilliant autumn moonlight, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mistook the sea for the river Yamuna. Greatly afflicted by separation from Krishna, Lord Chaitanya ran and dove into the sea, remaining unconscious in the water throughout the entire night. And in the morning, Lord Chaitanya was found by his personal devotees. May that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Shachi, protect us by his transcendental pastimes. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. While thus living at Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu floated all day and night in an ocean of separation from Krishna. During one night of the autumn season, when a full moon brightened everything, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered all night long with his devotees. Lord Chaitanya walked from garden to garden, seeing the pastimes of Lord Krishna and hearing and reciting songs and verses concerning the Rasa Leela. Lord Chaitanya sang and danced in ecstatic love and sometimes imitated the Rasa dance in emotional ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya sometimes ran here and there in the madness of ecstasy, and sometimes Lord Chaitanya fell and rolled on the ground. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya became completely unconscious. When Lord Chaitanya heard Swarup Damodara recite a verse concerning the Rasa Leela, or when Lord Chaitanya himself recited a verse, Lord Chaitanya would personally explain it as Lord Chaitanya had previously done. In this way, Lord Chaitanya explained the meaning of all the verses concerning the Rasa Leela. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya would be very sad, and sometimes Lord Chaitanya would be very happy. So to explain fully all those verses and all those transformations which took place in Lord Chaitanya's body would require a very large volume. So as not to increase the size of this book, I have not written about all of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. For Lord Chaitanya performed his pastimes every moment of every day for 12 years. And as I have previously indicated, I am describing the mad speeches and bodily transformations of Lord Chaitanya only in brief. If Anantadev with his 1,000 hoods tried to describe even one day's pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Anantadev would find them impossible to describe fully. And if Ganeshji, Lord Shiva's son and the expert scribe of the demigods, tried for millions of millenniums to fully describe one day of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, Ganesh would be unable to find their limit. Why, even Lord Krishna is struck with wonder at seeing the transformations of ecstasy in his devotees. So if Krishna himself cannot estimate the limits of such emotions, how could others? Krishna himself cannot fully understand the conditions, the mode of progress, the happiness and unhappiness, and the moods of ecstatic love of his devotees. Therefore, Krishna accepts the role of a devotee just to taste these emotions fully. Ecstatic love of Krishna makes Krishna and his devotees dance, and it also dances personally. In this way, all three dance together in one place. One who wants to describe the transformations of ecstatic love of Krishna is like a dwarf trying to catch the moon in the sky. As the wind can carry away but a drop of water from the ocean, a living entity can touch only a particle of the ocean of love of Krishna. Endless waves arise moment after moment in that ocean of love. So, how could an insignificant living entity estimate their limits? Only a person on the level of Swarup Damodara Goswami can fully know what Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tastes in his love for Krishna. So, when an ordinary living entity describes the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he or she purifies oneself by touching one drop of that great ocean. Recorded July 13, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Matulyo nasi pat patma na paradicha kashchana pariharyeti lajame king bhuve puru chotama Matulyo nasi papatma na paradhicha kashchana pariharepi lajame king bhuve purushottama Matulyo nasi papatma na paradhicha kashchana Krishna Pariharepi Lajame King Bhuve Purushottamaha Trinadapi Sunichena Tarar Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manachena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nameva Kevalam Kalo Nasyeva 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 Gati Anyatha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Gadadhara Srivas Adigaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Haraye Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In great humility, the two brothers, the Birkas and Sakara Malak, took bunches of straw between their teeth, and each, binding a cloth around his neck, fell down like rods before Lord Chaitanya. Upon seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the two brothers were overwhelmed with joy, and out of humility they began crying. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the two brothers to get up and assured them of all good fortune. The two brothers got up, and again taking straw between their teeth, humbly offered prayers with folded hands. One of those prayers is as follows. Dear Lord, let us inform you that no one is more sinful than us, nor is there any offender like us. And even if we wanted to mention our sinful activities, we would immediately become ashamed. And what to speak of giving them up?